Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at stuweb.com, and it is October the 22nd, Friday, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on and Charlene Renee. And she's been on before, a targeted individual because of her bloodline. Without getting into it, there's other radio shows you'll be able to pick up on. Now, I'm apologizing for my website being downed. They made it to where I haven't been able to post since last July. They run the website, so I'm starting a new one, but I won't have the time to incorporate the old one completely into the new one for at least 60 days. So bear with me on that, folks, if you're referencing something we are talking about and it's on my site. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear it. I mean, be able to view it. Now, with that said, I have Professor Joel and Charlene Renee, and I'm going to allow Joel to go first because here's what I want to do. I want to touch on why we're in the predicament we are in today. We're seeing end time prophecies being fulfilled and where it came from. And it deals with the aliens, which are the fallen angels. And they're registered with our NSA. 200,000 of them possessing human beings with the over 10 million clones that they've developed. And we want to start with Joel and give a quick history of this fallen angel connection to the Nazis and how it revolved in our lifetime, Jill.
All right, take a minute, Stuart, and explain to them, the first person that explained to you about the alien connection, mainly Otis. Who was Otis?
Otis Johnson was a super spook. He was a 007 truly trained. There's only been about 150 to 200 in our arsenal since the World War II time frame. And he was one of them that was trained. And he was trained in the, let's see, it would have been the 60s, the late 60s, I think it was, because he raised the sunken ship in 72 with the Glomar Explorer, and he ran the operation for the CIA. He'd worked his way up. But they spent about $150 million, understood, over the years, and he had three PhDs, okay, and different subjects. One of them was oil and gas. And he was the guy that went with Chevron employees cutting a deal in behalf of the Bushes, in behalf of the CIA in 1997, when they said, oh, we'll bring the Caspian Sea Basin pipeline down for you, and we'll finance it, and we'll build it, and we'll do all this, and blah, 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 and you get a certain percent, and we get a certain percent, and they agreed to do it. Well, it never happened. And remember, they tried to, should we say, Afghanistan, the Russians tried to beat him, but Bush sold him Stinger missiles illegally and profiteered from it, from China Lake Naval Facility involving Ted Gunderson and the whole bit. But they were trying to create that war because there's a valley up there in the northern part of Afghanistan that they need to bring the pipeline down and run across Pakistan into the Gulf where they intended it. Now, this is the second largest find in the world. It's in the Caspian Sea Basin and behind Iran, and Iran will cooperate with them. So they tried to invade, and then the Russians backed off as they were getting helicopters knocked out, Stinger missiles. It left the scene. Chevron comes along, works a deal for them, and here we invade Afghanistan because of the fake 911. But Otis was involved with the Chevron cutting the deal to do the pipeline. That's how educated he was and the type he was. But he was NSA, and he was assistant to William Casey. He witnessed Bush doing a human sacrifice in Denver, getting an order signed. I mean, I'd go on with this guy and tell you, to his death, he worked for General Flynn. And he told me, if Mueller doesn't do his job and arrest Hildebeest on her false dossier, meaning Hillary Clinton, he says he'll find himself in jail. About 3 weeks later, Otis was dead. And he was working for General Flynn. That's what he was, super spook. But those are the type of people I came across, including the U.S. scientist Ed Slade, and he's on my old website and recordings. But he worked at the alien base called Papoose Lake, Nevada. It's near Groom Lake, which is Groom Lake is Area 52. Area 51 is the test site, etc. They're all connected together there. If you go up from the little alien restaurant where I spoke at a couple of times, they're what they call Area 51 event every year. If you go up the street about 45 miles to the north, northwest, is you'll see Papoose Lake, Nevada sometimes lit up like a Christmas tree. I saw at least 10 saucers stacked in a step or stair like a staircase formation that they were in coming into the hole. And they were glowing because they're made of element 118, which is Napoleon. And it glows for a while, taking the heat. With that said, I mean, I've met a lot of people like this, but we have 200,000 of them registered with the NSA. They are human possessed by these fallen angels, but the NSA calls them aliens. And it was part of the agreement that they made. And they could clone, and they used Nazi scientists from World War II they brought over here to complete their cloning that Adolf Hitler started with them. But why don't you pick it up, Joe?
All right. The one thing that you get into the conspiracy world that you can't explain to people is the alien connection. And the reason for that is it's so tightly held in cover, and you can't break through this barrier. And one of the people that broke through the barrier was Stone, and he did it because he met Otis and he met Ed Slade. How that happened, that's another long story, but there is always this alien connection, and they are the ones that are ultimately behind this show. We call them the Fallen Angel Aliens, or get the Book of Enoch, and we can read them, written by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. That's the best one to get, and that will give you a history, even names the leaders of the Fallen Angel Aliens. And it was between Ed Slade and Otis that learned of the Fallen Angel Alien connection.
Now, the Clare book, she wrote this. I believe that's the version that has it in there, that they were cloning in that time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, what you got to keep in mind is that history did not present a high technology, and then it becomes misused. Then the civilization falls, and people become more simple in their way of life and evolve again. It's evolutionizing and de-evolutionizing, evolution and de-evolutionizing. And it's based upon Genesis 6:13, which says, "And the sons of God looked upon the daughters of men and lusted, and created men of renown and giants." So we have this alien connection that we fought, because what couldn't be made was, what is the connection between the aliens and the fallen angel and the fallen angels? Well, Ed Slade and Otis Johnson clarified that because Stu brought them out to the public. Now, way back in 2014 is when he gave radio programs to Ed Slade. Originally on YouTube, there were 6 hours of Ed Slade. They're gone now. Gone. It's been deleted. So maybe someone out there can find a way to discover these.
Joe, I have those tapes, and it's a matter of getting them up. I will get them up.
All right. So let's bring this up to the present time and what this is all about. Everybody can see that things are not in a good place. There's a lot of bad things that are happening. And we can see this with the shutdown of the economy. You can see this with the border problem. We can see this with the strange events concerning COVID. And Stu will fold it out. We have something in the background that's scraping, so it might interfere with what people are listening to.
Go ahead. I'm not hearing it. I'm hearing kind of an echo, but that's them. But It's not on my end.
Well,
Charlene, be
okay.
careful in case it's on your end.
That
yeah,
means that.
I hear it too. I hear the scraping.
You still hear
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's them. Okay, so we'll just continue on.
It's
down
not, I'm not hearing it much on this end, so it's not interfering with the microphone. They're probably doing it to intimidate you. But go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, the big thing is that we want to watch out for is the mark of the beast, which is in dispensationalism. And dispensationalism is that is something that was brought about to deceive people. But what it does do, it does ironically give a map as to what direction things are going to go. And one of the things that it talks about in there is do not take the mark of the beast. So what is the mark of the beast? And so there's always been a lot of speculation, and so now we have it pretty much for sure. That is, do not take the shot. Whatever you do, do not take the shot. Because what it does do is it creates within you, by manipulating your DNA, your RNA, and it changes you into a receptive that's connected up to the cloud. And that means they can control your thinking, they can control your comings and going. And this is what we are talking about earlier with Stu, why he wanted to do the show, because it is whatever you do, don't take the shot. Whatever you do, don't take the shot, because it will do something to you. And to give you an example, a credible source had spoke about a friend of theirs that works as a nurse and two in a Las Vegas hospital. And this particular person worked a 12-hour shift, two of them. And in those 2 hours shift, in those 12-hour shifts, both of them at that hospital, 300 people died. Not from COVID, but from the shot. What they try to do is that they try to make the shot as if you would have gotten the shot sooner, you would have got the COVID virus and died. Now, if the reverse of it is that it is the shot that's killing it. And so you're going to see a lot of people that are going to die, and they're going to paint it as, oh, it is a new COVID virus. Come and get another booster shot. So don't do it.
The graphene oxide alone is enough to turn you into an antenna.
What the radio is talking about is the graphene creates a network, and this it's kind of an oily substance. It's nanotechnology, but what it does is that it makes it into little wires that connect you up to the cloud.
Exactly.
So it all comes to don't take the shot, be very careful, resist as long as you can, and don't forget. Just like 10 days ago, or 2 weeks ago, a Delta pilot died in flight. And he was talking to a second seater. The second seater was talking to him. All of a sudden, the guy died.
He had just gotten shot.
And he had just gotten the shot. So the second seater had to take over and land the plane and get him to the hospital, but by the time they got him to the hospital, he was dead.
Now, there was a car accident down there in Arizona, wasn't there? Some gal just got the shot. She ends up car crashing, dead at the wheel.
Well, I don't know exactly where the car crash took place, but apparently this woman had just gotten the vaccine shot and it entered an intersection and she died. and she got hit both ways and was killed.
Now, Charlene, you've heard about a lot of these incidents going on and stuff, and you've been a target individual, and you're quite aware of the networks that they've created, because we talked about in a previous show that there will be people will be able to access that here by tomorrow. But the point is that you had shown me, and Deborah, we were all together on the show, and she's a military whistleblower from the Arizona stuff, but we did that show, and you got specific into certain details, but one of the things that you identified is the fact that they're using weapons from people that are part of this neighborhood crime watch, but yes, they've cranked up the electronics, folks, with Wi-Fi, G5, all the whole bit, to where it is affecting your body, and as a result, you can get candida. You can get what is known as yeast infection. And folks, I got one and couldn't figure out what was doing it, and I didn't get it from going out and getting laid or anything. It was because of electronics hitting me all the time. E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, Raytheon. Okay? Which, by the way, the Raytheons, the head of our Justice Department, U.S. Attorney General's wife, is on the directorship of E-Systems, which are the ones stone-arring people, and they killed Otis Johnson because he told me he had been hit by it on his deathbed by telephone. Anyway, she is on the board, so we got a Justice Department that's got a wife that just has access to the buttons and can screw everybody up. And if you're on their list, it breaks down your immune system after about a year. Now, Charlene, one of the things we need to use to counter this, now you've given me this, is garlic, raw garlic. Also, a lemon a day squeezed into water balances your pH system a little bit, brings you back to health. And we need the apple juice, which I've discovered, because of the radiation, what it does to the thyroid or something gland. These are all things, but we also need right now magnesium, potassium, zinc, vitamin D, and you get them in a tablet form. Even Walmart sells it. Okay, we all need to be doing that because of this electronics. Now, a lot of this, you're the one that discovered. Go ahead, Charlene.
Yes, I do want to let people know that it's always good to have the good radiation in your body so that when you are affected by the bad radiation, that it can't be absorbed because you've already got good radiation in your body, and there's a difference. I take the potassium iodide every day, and I can feel a lot of this bouncing off of me because a lot of this is really bad radiation that they're directing at people. It's coming from your TVs and cell phones and
I want to interrupt you just for a second, but it's with me, they call it psoriasis, folks. Psoriasis. It is. It's a form of candida, form of this problem. Imbalance of the system. Go ahead. Where you look.
Now, what has happened to me is they have beamed my ears so bad that I've got the yeast in my ears. It went to my sinuses, and then it turned into MRSA. So now I've been taking it's called potassium iodide, and then it's the iodine too. You can get Lugolos, and it doesn't cost very much. And this makes a big difference because when they start beaming your ears and your thyroid, this will help to protect your thyroid from the bad radiation that they're beaming at you. But mine, the ear infection turned to MRSA. So now I'm having to use garlic and, I'm sorry, I have to use brown recluse on my door right next to me. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. I'm taking the garlic in one pill is 35 cloves of garlic in each peel. There's an order form that you can get for that, and I've sent it to you, Stu. Maybe you can post it on your website so that people can order this. It's actually curing my MRSA infection. I explained to my doctor what I was taking, and he said, well, that's going to be better than any antibiotic that I can give you because it's a microbial, antimicrobial, and it will cure it, not just get rid of some of it, but it will cure MRSA. It'll cure all kinds of fungal infections. So then there's a cream that you can rub on your skin if they've burned your skin with the radiation or the frequencies that actually grow the yeast. They both cost $40, a tube of the cream, garlic cream, and once you put it on, it doesn't smell bad. The smell goes away. And it's odorless garlic in the peels. And so it's actually fighting the MRSA infection that I have. It's going away. But this has gone on for a really long time, and my doctor didn't know how to treat me until this last time I went. And I just couldn't get help. My head was hurting really bad. I was off balance because they're actually hitting my ears. So I ended up with an inner ear infection from what they're doing to me.
Now, you discovered this. Now, people, their cell phones will do this to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, one of the things I learned a long time ago from a doctor, he said, you got to be grounded because they were shooting at me, and there's a way to test, and it'll bounce you around. And your body frequencies run around 14 to 16 on the scale. Anyway, take your shoes off. Go put your feet on the bare ground for about 15 minutes each day without your cell phone around you or in your hand. And it brings your body back to the frequency of the earth. And it helps. Anyway, I just thought I'd add that. Joe, you want to pick up on anything or bring up anything?
Yeah. The way that they are doing this is with the 5G cell towers. Everything is gridded in through the cell tower. And they are putting radiation in the air to attack you. Now, one of the things that can be helpful in this is what we call Orgon Products. And you go to orgonproducts.com, I believe, or .org, and you buy these little cones of Orgon and put them all around your house. And I suggest you, if you really want to do it right, you put them in the cardinal directions on the outside of your house, then the cardinal directions on the inside of your house. And it can help deflect some of that radiation wave that comes through. So,
would you spell that Orgon? Spell it out, .com. Spell it out, .com, please.
So,
Joe, can you spell the Orgon?
It's Orgon Products, O-R-G-O-N-E, OrgonProducts.org.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
So, you can do some of this stuff, but they are really turning the ratchet up because they want to eliminate the United States population down to 100 million. And so, when you figure what's been happening with people who receive the shot, the number of people that are dying from this, of which you will never find the truth on this. They'll never let it out. Only the underground boys will be able to figure this one out. So, and I would say, back off if you go to and find the works of Dr. Berkowitz, Dr. Tenpenny. It'd be very hard to find because they've been really blocked and censored on the net. But those are the two leaders in telling people what to do now.
I think DrTenPenny.com. I think it's DrTenPenny.com.
Yeah. So I figure what happens is that they say that once you take the shot, it can't be changed. But now that some doctors are saying, we found a way to take away the effects of that shot. So go to Dr. Tim Penny and go to Dr. Mikovits. And remember, Dr. Mikovits is the one that was the assistant of Dr. Fossey. So she was a big player.
Now, Joe, take them down the path of what happened with Adolf Hitler and the fallen angels and where that all revolved into today.
All right. This comes from two people, both credible people, not UFOologists. They were in the middle of it, and it started a long time ago. One was Dr. Ed Slade. The other one was William Tompkins. And his book, Selected by the Extraterrestrial, he talks about it. And it begins with him, with the Secretary of Defense at the time, I can't remember his name, Forrestal. They contacted Forrestal, that is the aliens, which he called the good aliens, the Nordics, as he called them. And they selected a guy by the name of Admiral Abada, and then William Tompkins. And William Tompkins would be contacted telepathy-wise when he went to work for the different aircraft industries, like Douglas. And what they did was to eventually develop, we do have, according to Bill Tompkins, the Navy has this war going on above us, which I witnessed myself. I watched an attempted shootdown, and that convinced me that what William Tompkins was saying. Now to the story of Adolf Hitler. Both Ed Slade and Tompkins said that the extraterrestrials contacted the Nazi regime. According to Tompkins, they were literally given UFOs. And the person that headed the program was General Crommel at Telemundo. They literally gave these people a UFO and taught them how to fly it. Now people say, oh, that can't be. Well, it happened to Ed Slade when he took the size of a loaf of bread of MU-118 down to a place called Pyramid of the Sun, Pyramid of the Moon, and there was a reason for that. And he met this somewhat kind of Nordic 8-foot person, and he asked Ed Slade to put this MU-11 loaf of bread to the sides, out a few yards, and told him to back up. And he says, I think that into a UFO. And Ed Slade did it, and it turned into a UFO. He then taught how the UFO could then be flown. He took it for a ride, taught him how to fly it.
One of the key things that happened, though, at that event was, Ed had told me, was he read his mind. Ed, you're thinking the wrong way. You got to think this way, over here, to your left. You know, think this way to make it the UFO, and it turned into UFO. He was reading his mind, this fallen angel. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, so here you have two sources, Ed Slade and Bill Tompkins. And the extraterrestrials, Tompkins says There were two good, there were the bad extraterrestrials, which are the fallen angel aliens. Then the good guys, which are the Nordics. And there has been this war that is going on. And right now, the United States Navy is the one that is in outer space now. In which, who headed Lockheed Martin, on his deathbed said, when asked the question, are there extraterrestrials? And he said, we, not them, we have been out to the stars and everything in between. So apparently, this picture is bigger than what most people think. And so you have, what I have learned is that you have the fallen angel aliens, bad guys, and then you have the Nordics, the good guys. And they're at war. And the United States Navy, as described by Bill Tompkins, is fighting against these fallen angel aliens. And that, and each of the countries were given, like for instance, Ed said that the aliens gave Israel invisibility cloaks. Why don't you just think of an invisibility cloak for the audience, sir?
Now, Joe. I am here. Now, for people to understand something, Otis Johnson said there is 200,000 of them, these aliens, that NSA calls them, that are human possessing human beings. And they had to register themselves under the alien agreement. It was the 1952 to 2012 extended alien agreement that the United States made with the aliens after Adolf Hitler did it. Now, Hitler chased, or Admiral Byrd wrote the Hall Earth book, chased them and their flying saucers and a whole bunch of ships into the South Pole, the Hall Earth, with a big sun inside of it. The North Pole, two U.S. Air Force jets under Operation Blue Book in 52, chased two saucers into the North Pole, reported the same thing, came back out. Now, there used to be a KGB video on YouTube showing the Hollow Earth from the air that they took. Now, it's about 65 kilometers across, which is, you know, quite a distance, enough to get a jet or a boat or a ship down inside. Admiral Byrd lost 2,000 men, testified in secret, later wrote the book about what he experienced with the Nazis and their flying saucers. That was World War II, the end. The gold missing went to Spain, down there hidden in the caverns in Spain, because they got the hardest cement, Portland cement in the world, and they've cleaned it out over the years, and that's where the ships or the submarines from the Nazis took all the missing gold that Adolf Hitler ran off with from Europe. And they turned it into Krugerrands in 1972 underneath a Daddy Bush, Nixon, all kinds of players, low game, melting it down and sending it to London, turning out to be Krugerrands. We were flooded with them. And that's what happened to a lot of the Nazi gold. But it was deep water ports in Spain. They took the submarines to bring the gold in. Now, that's what I know. I also know John Lehrer. He was a test pilot. He was a CI pilot. He also doesn't confess, but he was a pilot. And at 51, he's flown a few toys. Anyway, he's the highest rated pilot. He has all the ratings of anything it could be. He even testified that 911, no airplanes hit the building, because if it had, it would have ripped the wings off and the tail sections, because he had flown those airplanes. He knew those airplanes, knew the structure of them. Now, John's dad owned Lear Jets. Lear Jets was sold by his dad in 1952 when he took the contract to build the flying saucers for the United States government, of which they manufactured and did. And they built 150 of them. Now, I've had John on before, and I tried to find that recording, and it's like it disappeared. There's one that did disappear, even on my computer. But he admitted in there that his dad took the contract, and between 1952 and 58, he built 150 of them, flying saucers, for the United States government. Now,
we're past that stage where they've used these aliens, and they have a base called Bluffdale, Utah, and it's part of the NSA's system, and hooked into Israel. Israel, always Israel, hooked into the middle of this mess. But it's an alien base on the south side that comes out in Richfield, Utah. It's that long. It goes from Bluffdale, which has six floors below ground, according to Otis Johnson, who flew there with General Flynn and visited the place, because I put him on the airplane with General Flynn when I was up in Nebraska working a house that he got me down the street from him as a contract, complete remodel. It took me 5 months, and I was out of there. But boy, it was a cold winter. But I learned a lot from Otis. I learned a lot from other people that I'd met. Otis was in jail in Denver, Colorado, putting some boys in jail down in Louisiana, who was the governor of Louisiana. He jailed his ass. The guy that busted John Gotti was in jail with me, and he was in protective custody because they identified he was the guy, a truck driver delivering drugs. That's how Gotti got busted. There were a lot of interesting people. Bob Hunt, Office of Naval Intelligence, that captured Noriega, was there walking around the track every night with me. There were others why we're being so-called evaluated, because Bush, he wouldn't kill Noriega. They had just arrested him, and he had an arrest warrant for him. He told Bush on the phone, the walkie-talkie, "No, Mr. President, I can't do that." He says, "You either kill him, Bob, or I deal with you." Well, he got dealt with. He got thrown in Springfield as punishment for 6 months. He was Naval Lieutenant Commander. Also was the one on the tarmac when Bush flew over there, got it on an SR-71, and flew back to make his meeting in New York so he wouldn't be caught paying Bonnie Sadar, the Iranian president's $20 million bribe that he paid him, okay, to keep the hostages until after the inauguration, and then turn them loose on the inauguration. And they did. Anyway, that was Bonnie Sadar, the president of Iran, took Bush's bribe. I was in jail with these kind of people. There were 2,000 of them in jail, 1,500 Iran-Contra players, and it was loaded with people that were laundering their money through Silverado. Boy, they were hitting Denver hard, transferring them in, transferring them out, so they could get rid of the problem. Nothing was ever prosecuted. But I met a lot of interested cat and gators, both good and bad. Anyway, Joe?
All right.
Now, we have saucers. Let's go for technology. Let's go for Super Collider for a minute, because I want people to understand what's coming at us. The Super Collider, Otis told me before his death, they'd looked in the Super Collider, and he said that sometime between late 2021 now until 2025, that we are going to have several events. We're going to be pelleted with two stars. They're going to come in here so fast, not going to be able to see it. Now, you look at the Bible, they see this in the CERN super collider into the future over there in Switzerland. And the NSA's seen this and the whole bit. Now, they've been able to look in this space-time thing for a long time. It deals with Nikola Tesla technology, space-time, free energy, and flying anti-gravity. Now, that was alien technology they gave to J.P. Morgan to develop through Tesla. That was the first round with the United States. Instead, it got transferred to the Nazis. Then the Nazis picked it up. Then later, the U.S. did, because they bought these Nazi scientists to do cloning down in Hope, Arkansas, because they were already cloning over there, and because of the alien connection, fallen angel possession, aliens, they call them, but they're fallen angels, that were doing all this stuff with Adolf Hitler. Now, think of the advancement. You can walk around with a loaf of bread in a bag, and you have instant travel into space. Just think it into a flying saucer, and it becomes a saucer. Think about that, folks. That's the technology they have today, and they're operational with this. Now, the star thing... Two stars hit us. Well, could that be Wormwood, its sister star, that's in the Book of Revelations? I believe it is. The second thing he told me, there was a planet that came flying around the sun. It was a big fireball, six times the size of Earth, and it smacked Earth. It was the end of us. I said, when's that going to happen? He said, I think it's on the latter part, or the outer part, meaning 2025.
They call that Planet X.
Well, I don't know what I don't know whether that's X or not. Maybe they're some are calling it that, but there's a big fireball, and it definitely is going to smack us. He said they saw it in that space time. That's certain. So where are we at, Joe? We look at all the events taking place. We look at dispensationalism. Look at these churches, the crap that they're teaching their people. They're even telling them to go get the shot, which is, in my belief, is the mark of the beast. You there, Joe?
Yeah.
So where do you go?
What I would say is that there's the collider itself is a multi-purpose collider. And it's just not one thing that they're trying to do with it. But whatever it is, but the projects, in my opinion, are projects that are not for the good of mankind. And when you talk about what Otis was saying, what I believe is that Otis was privy to some sort of technology that was that they have at Area 51, which is the looking glass. And if you turn the looking glass in a certain way, you can see into the future.
I think they call that out in Groom Lake. Groom Lake, yeah. Go ahead.
The idea is that, and I believe this to be more the truth, that it is potentials that can happen. In the Indian philosophy, they call it the Akashic Records. And I think with this looking glass, they saw certain things, and Otis saw them himself. And one of those was, of course, what Stu just talked about. I believe those are potentials because there is the free will in mankind. And that can be the big influence of which ways goes. Like, for instance, in the TV series Quantum Leap, he would go into different space-time dimensions, and he would be communicated with his handler, and they would calculate what is the percentage that this event is going to happen. And that in itself, I think, serves the purpose of what Otis saw, is that it is one of the potentials. Because once you split gravity lines, there's no time. There's no past, there's no presence. I mean, no future. So that would lend itself to the idea of free will of mankind, which would mean that a potential of an event. What is the percentage of that event is going to happen? And one of the persons that had commented on the collider was a person, I won't mention their name, and it was a means by which the fallen angel alien would escape its imprisonment. And you find that in the book of Enoch, of where they were taken by Michael and what taken down to what I call the upper third, lower fourth dimensional world. And they were put in there and trapped. And they have ever since trying to escape that. And so I think one of the things that this collider is doing is setting up the means for those fallen angel aliens to tear a hole in the skin of time and escape. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I was reading where CERN had opened the gates of hell. They actually said that that's what they had done. That was, what year was that, Stu? I can't remember what year that was.
A couple, 3 years ago, as I recall. seeing something on it. Whether they did or not, I don't know. But I saw some stuff being printed around.
Professor Joe, you were talking earlier about the cloaking, and I'm aware of the cloaking since I was a child. And for instance, I was targeted since I was a child, and my family was too. We went to put flowers on my grandfather's grave, and while we were there, I had rounded off from my mother. But I could still see her. I had something, well, it was actual hand, to grab my arm. And this person was trying to pull me in the woods, but I couldn't see the person. But I could feel that person, and they were pulling me really hard. So I know that the cloaking has been going on for a really long time. Also, the same thing happened in the mall. So I don't know if this is how they're kidnapping children, but I experienced several times, and I pulled away, and back, you know, with my mother. And as soon as I was away from her, I had felt that it was twice during my childhood. So I know the cloaking exists, and it's been going on for a really long time.
I think the thing to remember is what Ben Rich said. We have been out to the stars and back and everything else in between. In other words, as William Tompkins said and Ed Slade said, there is, the United States government has anti-gravity machines. They have it. And there is another thing that goes along with it, which I believe, piecing things together and listening to Ed Slade and Bill Tompkins, that there is a war going on above our heads. And I will tell a literal true story that happened like about 4 months ago. It was out in the backyard about 2:30 in the morning, because that's the time that you can see strange things happen in the sky. And I saw this little pin light coming from southwest to south to northeast, traveling at a high rate of speed. It was not a satellite, and it was not a better plane because it was traveling too fast, and the altitude was too high. And it did not slow down, it traveled fast. 15 seconds later, another one went by. Another 15 seconds, another one went by. And this went on to where there were 12 of them that flew by, heading in a northeast direction. This went on for 4 nights. And on the 4th night, the direction was changed and it went from west to east. And I saw them do the same thing. Now, a very strange event happened. Out of the northeast came another pin light that shot a beam of light that hit one of the other little pin lights, and it enveloped it, and I thought it had exploded, but it did not. It kept on going. So there is the dogfight that I was personally shown. I believe I was allowed to see this.
You're in the Phoenix area.
Within the United States Navy are the good guys. I believe in the United sections of the United States Air Force, there are bad guys. And the reason I say that is, I saw Herbert Walker Bush in the 2000 Olympics at Salt Lake City have his arm around the president, then president of LDS, saying, this man and these people are going to help us bring in the New World Order led by the United States Air Force.
I believe to some degree you're absolutely right, because there were nukes that were transferred. I learned about it. I called Otis. He said that they had stopped it, the NSA did, but there were some nukes that got loose from an Air Force base up there in South Dakota, and they were down in Tennessee or near Tennessee, and they put them on the ground, made them land. They took them away from them. They sent them over to Los Alamos to be decomposed, should we say.
Now, what I find very interesting, because I met another person by the name of Dr. Wolf, who had been banished from the high technology of the United States Air Force, and he told me personally that there is what Catherine Austin Fitz calls the breakaway civilization.
And Catherine, you know, is a sharp cookie. I'll tell you what, folks, she was brought in to clean up HUD after I caused HUD scandal. I didn't even know her then. She contacts me later on. Al Martin confirmed we worked with her, tried to get her help, and she wouldn't take it. And later they neutralized her. Anyway, they were picking on her, and she's a wealth of information. Solari.com. Okay? She's written in a book with me. It's called Bushwhacked. My name appears, my story, her story, other people's stories, by Yuri DeBenko. It's called Bushwhacked. Anyway, go ahead.
So this is why I think Trump formed what is the new branch called Space Command. And what it is a combination of Peterson Air Force Base and Shriver Air Force Base, which goes to what is called the Space Command of the United States Air Force. And Dr. Wolf told me that he had seen personally cadets being trained underneath Eagle Peak by the United States Air Force Academy, being trained to fly UFOs. So Stu will tell you there is a huge underground complex that goes from Center Colorado all the way down to Pikes Peak. It's called the Argos.
Argo Tunnel. It's actually, if you take I-70 out of Denver, folks, going west, if you've ever been there, you come to Idaho Springs, Colorado. It's directly underneath it. And it's a huge find that they found that goes to the center of the Earth. It's the largest on the planet, bigger than the North Pole or South Pole, or bigger than Pine Gap, Australia. Pine Gap has a hole, too. But the one Argo, because I did a speech down there, and for a bunch of patriots, about a dozen of them got together, small group, but I was invited by a deputy sheriff, without getting into it. It was a patriot, drove me down there. We stayed the night at the folks' house. Everybody was having a couple beers and a barbecue, and we were watching what's called the Blue Light Special. This is the Aurora airplane, the U.S. Air Force's airplane called the Aurora. It flies at 36 to 39,000 miles an hour, and I met an Aurora pilot in Las Vegas without getting into it, and he told me that one that got out of control once in Las Vegas, they had it all over the news, evening news, oh, it was a missile, got out of control, it was headed towards, I think they call it Peterson, out there behind Bakersfield Air Base, and they showed a target later, oh, it hit the target, it just got out of control electronically for a second. He told me that was an Aurora pilot passed out because he was traveling so fast, and the airplane takes a few minutes for the automatic pilot to kick in and land the thing, itself landing. But they call it the Blue Light Special, and I'm sitting out in Center Colorado watching them go past Pikes Peak and go into the hole on the south side. Is a hole. But the Western White House and Western Capitol are built underground in there. And there's tunnels to the Denver airport. There's tunnels to Cheyenne, Wyoming. There's tunnels every place underneath ground. Clear to Pikes Peak and the old center. But the main thing, like the control box for HAARP, that's a high aurora project that they're using to control the weather and do these storms. And remember, folks, when you see them turning counterclockwise, they are HAARP. They turn clockwise, they're normal. Okay, so you see a storm rotating counterclockwise, their harp. The harp control box is underneath Peterson, what do they call it, Peterson there in Colorado Springs? Is that what
yes.
Yeah, that's where the control box is, because they build all kinds of deep tunnels in there, but they go the Argo Tunnel. Over the Denver Tech Center, there's the Adam Mark Hotel, they used to call it, Adam's Mark Hotel, because my ex-in-law, known Silverado and Biltman, was the money launderer. He owned them, and he controlled this guy. Yeah, they had in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Denver. I think they had a fourth one someplace. But the deal was, the Adams Mart Hotel, Dick Cheney, that's where he was hiding out when he was vice president. Nobody could find him in Washington, or he hadn't been seen. Well, he wasn't seen because he was hiding out at the presidential suite, which had a special elevator. They step into the elevator, they open the phone up, they dial a code in, and it takes them to the sub-basement, which goes to the Argo Tunnel. Whips him off once he puts his ID in there, his fingerprints, his eyeballs, all the other shit. He goes in the Argo Tunnel. That's where the Western White House and Western Capitol duplicates were started building in 1968. I even ran across the subcontractor that did the drywall when I was in prison out there in Denver, being held illegally for 10 and a half months. So I can tell you war stories about what is in there. But that 39,000 miles an hour, that's some hell of technology. And it shapeshifts mu metal. It's called MU metal. Robotoids, robots are made out of that look human. Everybody in Ferguson, Missouri, in that big riot they had down there a few years back, were all arrested within about 30 to 45 days after the riots got stopped. Why were they arrested? Because the NSA sent the robots in. They looked human. They talked. They crap. They even have sex now. The whole bit is what I've been told. But they're robots. And they were running around signs, acting radical and all that. And they were in there shaking people's hands. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Once they shook the robot's hand, they had the person's fingerprint. That's the reason everybody has been arrested who were involved in Ferguson, Missouri, folks. Joe?
All right. Now, what we're referring to here is a high technology, and there is a war that is going on above us. And I believe that there are the white hats and the good hats and the black hats. And the intensity is increasing. For instance, down in Loya, Texas, which is next to Del Rio, there are now 60,000 Haitians preparing to cross into the United States. 60,000.
A lot of numbers.
What that means is, to bring down the United States.
Nice.
And the United States is being taken apart bit by bit.
Now,
hang on, Stu.
Go ahead.
If the military takes the shot, we're not going to have a military. And there are two military groups that will not take the shot. And that is China and Russia. And right now, you have about 200,000 Chinese troops in Mexico. They're there legitimately. They're part of the contracting and the building up of the North American Union. You have 200,000 of them doing maneuvers in Canada.
Now, let me add to the Chinese thing. When I was locked up, folks, as a political prisoner back in 1992, hid from the FBI for a year. Oh, they were so stupid. But here was the point. They finally get me. I'm locked up in El Reno, Oklahoma, in a holding tank, or, you know, a lot of people down there being transferred in and out. They were supposed to have me in Denver, didn't, violated all kinds of laws. But here was the point. I met all these people that were a bunch of Iran-Contra players, a bunch of connections. The guy, Smith, that was in charge of Evergreen Transportation, Evergreen Airlines, a CIA company, he was the head boss. He was the guy that they were using for service street airplanes. Supposedly put out fires. Well, when they weren't putting out fires, they were hauling drugs for the CIA, for Daddy Bush and Iran-Contra. Well, one of the things he did do that he told me in secret, he's probably dead now, but he told me in secret, he said what he had done was incredible because of what Bush did. Bush sold the technology to China in the 80s to build robots, these robotoids that look human. Well, anyway, they went to work and they built the robots. But they built them 6'5" tall each. They look Chinese, but they're parked in evergreen containers all across the nation with weapons. And you can't kill them. The only way you can stop them is to shoot them with an armor-piercing bullet. It has to go to the head because that's where they implanted the brains at the time for these robotoids. Now, they parked after DuPont, or Bush sold the Chinese the technology. Then later on, DuPont makes ours, starts building them, I think, 89 or 90. But this was in 1992 that I was told this, folks, in September, or September, October of 1992, that these robots, there were 100,000 Chinese robots parked in evergreen containers sitting around parking lots across the nation. And they're going to bust them out one day to invade the United States, turn them loose on the American people, and they're going to be killed by these things because they can't be stopped unless you got armor-piercing bullets. And you better have a good rifle to hit them with. Okay? I'm just giving you a heads up. All you hunters out there, all true patriots, get some armor-piercing bullets. You might need them. Even if you got handguns, if you got even 9mm, if you can get them. Because right now, we're getting ready to have something hit us. I mean, they wouldn't have planned this that many years in advance. He said, that was so top secret, Stuart, to get you killed. Well, I'm spreading it out. It's out there. Okay? Remember, the Red Chinese Army was involved with Patrick Fung, F-O-N-G. And he was the Worthington Bank connection, bringing the China White heroin, or whatever they called it, into America, and that was Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas. He was the one setting up trusts, passing the Hildebeest, Hillary Clinton Rose Law Firm, that passed them up to Norman Brownstein, who then passed them to the 6th CIA Council that were counsel to George Bush when he was CIA director. Now, he's an APEC director, Brownstein, and he controls 50% of the pension funds through Fidelity, and him and his goons are in control of these trusts that are controlling 95% of the U.S. economy. They control the Federal Reserve now. Anyway, same people, we're in trouble. You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, which is the chip. And they've proven that these things are killing people, designed to kill people, and can't buy or sell. Remember, you're going to go to the grocery store, Joe? Tell them what happens. Your bank card doesn't work. Your bank card doesn't work.
In Australia, that's happened. You have to have a pass to go out, and this pass says, that you took the shot.
The mark of the beast. Can't buy or sell without it. And we got Wormwood coming at us, 2 stars. I mean, they've already identified a couple coming at us and talking, even on the national news mentioned a couple, 3 times. So we got a lot of problems, planet Earth does. We've been at this for an hour. And some on minutes. I'll let you two close with whatever you want to close with. How's that?
All right. I'm going to clarify something here. There is a guy, I won't mention his name, but he was on the circuit giving talks.
Well, we mentioned his name.
His brother was part of TRW. His uncle was part of TRW. But in his intelligence letter, he said that in the future there would be these Chinese soldiers that would be hunted down by groups of rangers, which would match up to, well, maybe those Chinese soldiers are the robots. And I can tell you the exact load that you have to take them down. It is a 310-grain, not copper jacketed, but a full copper bullet, 310 grain, and a 45-70, and you aim for the head. There you have it, you reloaders and shooters. 45-70, 310 grain bullet, that has to be total copper.
Oh,
They've got to be killed, because I've already sent Stu an article explaining what these robots do. And it's really scary. These robots were being made between 2003 and 2009. And they're actually being used by our military. But I cannot understand why they would need a robot that can ingest human remains. So if this thing, they said that they're calling it EATER, EATR, in this article, and it's on Wikipedia, explaining what this is. It's an autonomous tactical robot, and so the fuel for this robot can be human remains or plant-based biomass to fuel it. I can't understand why this thing would need to be able to ingest human remains, and then the thing can go to the bathroom and just flush you away after it eats you. So I've heard years ago by a person that was telling me this, that these robots would knock on your door and they would look like a normal person, and they would want you to let them in. And once they got in your house, they would kill you, cook you, and eat you, and then leave. So I guess they have an empty trunk enough, you know, they could just walk in your home, eat you, and walk out. You're gone. You're inside of a robot. Nobody would ever find you.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
It is scary, and these new ones. I mean, you know, you meet some girl in the store, in a grocery store, and she turns out to be a robot. Oh, we're living in the twilight zone, aren't we, Joe?
That's right.
That's where
when
we're at.
You go on a date, you might get eaten.
The wrong way. Oh God.
I think we better close it, Stu.
Okay. I'll say thank you both very much. Thank you, Professor Joe. Thank you, Charlene, Renee.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank the listeners as well. And I'll have this up here in the morning, if not tonight. With
all
that
right.
Said, have a good one, both of you. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.